amen, praise God, look at, amen, praise God, this text coming from the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, and amen, praise God, those other scriptures that we read in conjunction with Isaiah, can you say amen? Amen, praise God, caused God to, amen, praise God, or it shows us that God, amen, praise God, wanted Israel, amen, praise God, his people, the nation that he had separated unto himself, amen, to focus on their, amen, journey, amen, praise God, with him in a particular kind of way. Hallelujah, praise God, and amen, praise God, from the time man is fallen into sin, and amen, praise God, God has arrangements, can you say amen? And the Bible declares that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It belongs to him, praise God. I tell your neighbor, everything belongs to the Lord. Amen, praise God. But he has given it, amen, in a general sense, amen, for men to use. And so while the earth, amen, belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof belongs to him, he has given it to men, praise God, to enjoy. Amen, praise God. And so then, praise God, as we come, amen, praise God, down to, amen, more specifics, praise God, there is parts of this world, amen, or lands in particular that God has assigned to a particular people. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, the nation of Israel, praise God, by, amen, God has been assigned, amen, the land that he referred to as the land that flowed with milk and honey. Amen, praise God. And never mind, praise God, that others were there, can you say amen, before he brought Israel in. Amen, praise God. He assigned it, he gave it, can you say amen, to the nation of Israel. But, amen, praise God, he continues to remind this nation over and over again, can you say amen, that they are not to have the attitude, amen, praise God, that this is it, hallelujah, but rather to have the attitude that I am, amen, a sojourner.
Yes.
What does it mean, praise God? It means, praise God, that a sojourner is the one that dwells, amen, in a particular place as a foreigner. Amen. Doesn't mean that this is my land, but rather, praise God, I'll use it while I'm here. But the reality is, I'm only passing through. You ought to give God praise. And so, praise God, he wants, amen, praise God, the attitude of, amen, praise God, the people of God, amen, to be an attitude of, not of one that's looking at the world as a place of permanence, can we say amen, but rather, praise God, to look at it as a place where we are passing through. Tell your neighbor, praise God, if you are the redeemed of the Lord, you only pass through. You ought to give him a praise this morning. Can you say amen? Take it out of the name. If you are the redeemed of the Lord, you are only passing through. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, amen, he wants, that is, God desires for us to have, amen, an attitude that in a general sense, we are passing through, amen, praise God, this world, which, amen, praise God, is not, amen, in and of itself permanent, hallelujah, praise God, and so we are just passing through, amen, that itself is just temporal. Hallelujah, praise God. But God did not just want us, amen, to have the attitude that we are just passing through the world.
Yes.
But, amen, he also wants us to have, amen, praise God, the understanding that, amen, the troubles that we meet,
yes,
hallelujah, as we pass through through the world, that we are passing through them also.
Yes.
Can we say amen?
Thank you.
Tell your neighbor, praise God. Right. As I'm passing through the world, amen, whatever trouble meet me along the way, hallelujah, I'm passing through that as well.
Thank you.
Can you say amen? And so the sojourner, praise God, does not just have the attitude, praise God, that I'm just temporarily passing through, amen, praise God, the natural world, amen, praise God, but every trouble, every trial, everything that will confront me along the way, I'm passing through that as well. You ought to give God praise. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, God does not assign us, as it were, to stay in trouble. Anybody glad about that?
You
ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But rather, amen, praise God, he assigns us the attitude of the sojourner. And so he tells Israel that when you pass through the waters, can you say amen? They will not overflow you. You ought to give him a praise. Tell your neighbor that even though I realize as a child of God, there will be waters that I have to pass through sometime, but they will not overflow you. Amen. Praise God. God goes further. Can you say amen? Because sometimes waters turn into rivers. You better praise him. You ought to give him the glory. It ain't always shallow. It gets deep. He said, when you pass through the rivers, can you say amen? I'm still the same God that made you. I'm the God that is able to deliver you. And I'll be with you when you pass through the rivers. When you pass through, hallelujah, the waters and the rivers, they will not overflow you. You ought to give him praise. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, no matter how deep they get, can you say amen? It'll never get so deep that it can overflow the child of God. All we got to do is continue to hold on to God. But guess what? God wasn't done with Israel. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you ain't only got to go through some waters. It won't only be rivers. But he said, when you walk through the fire, amen. You know what? Amen. Praise God. In my little lifetime, anybody that's dealing with fire, they don't walk through. Can you say amen? You might try to run through the fire, but you ain't walking. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, but God got it like that. Can you say amen? He tell his children, amen, you ain't got to run through. Why? In the fire was Hebrew boys. Can you say amen? And amen. And God, just true to his word, when they was walking in fire, amen. Praise God. There was a fourth walking with them. Can you say amen? And you know what? Amen. They didn't get burned. Can you say amen? I ain't got to pass through this real quick to keep from getting burned. I hope y'all understand. Can you say amen? But when God be with you, you ain't got to rush. Can you say amen? Why? Because God is able to keep you even in the midst of the fire. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He said, walk through. You ain't going to get burned. Why? Because I'm here to be your keeper. I'm here to be your deliverer. Anybody need to know that? You can walk through fire. Can you say amen? Not only, amen, take your time, amen, walk with me. Can you say amen? I'm willing to bet you that when the Hebrew boys were in the fire, amen, with the Lord, they weren't talking about the fire. They were talking about, Lord, how good you are. I'm so glad that you are here with me. I'm so glad that I'm able to have this time of fellowship along with you. Can you say amen? Amen. God got a way. Amen. Praise God of stealing the scene. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. When he get in the middle of it, amen. Don't mean what else is going on. The conversation turn around him. Can you say amen? Amen. When he get in the middle of it, amen. We be looking at him, his glory, his might, his power, who he is and what he's able to do. Can you say amen? And if you ain't got nothing else to talk about but the fire and the water, amen, then you might be in trouble. Can you say amen? But if you got, amen, pray about a God to glorify, a God to magnify, and a God to lift up, even in the midst of your trouble, then God is with you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I want him to be with me all the time. Can you say amen? And so God said, look, amen, praise God, you won't be burned. Can you say amen? That is an immediate effect of the fire. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the fire's immediate effect is the burning. Can you say amen? But here it is. Can you say amen? Even if you burn in wood, can you say amen? Amen. You can throw wet wood in the fire. But what the fire does for wet wood is dry it out. Can you say amen? And wet wood don't burn right away. Can you say amen? But if you leave it in the fire long enough, that wet wood gonna dry out. Can you say amen? And that wet wood gonna ignite. It's gonna catch on fire. Can you say amen? And so tell your neighbor, there's an immediate effect, amen, of the fire. Amen. It'll burn you. Can you say amen? But the lingering effect of fire is that it will ignite another fire. Can you say amen? Fire will set you on fire. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, fire will set you on fire. Say amen. But from the fire of trials and the fire of tribulation, God says not only that you don't have to run through it, you can walk through the fire. Can you say amen? And it won't burn you. So I'm going to deliver you from the immediate effect. Can you say amen? And he said further, neither shall the flame consume upon you. Can you say amen? So tell your neighbor, if you don't bring me out of the fire right away, I still ain't got a word. You better pray. Tell your neighbor, if I don't get right out, it ain't no problem. Because God is still my keeper. If I gotta hang in there for a little while, I'm not hanging in there on my own. God is going to be with me. I better pray. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. God, let it be known that every one of us that are the redeemed are called by his name. He said that we belong to him. How many know God can keep everything he got? Y'all better praise him. Tell your neighbor, God is my keeper. God is my deliverer. God is my way maker. God is the one that I praise from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. My God's name is to be praised. Anybody got a praise for it? Does not want his people, amen, afraid, amen, of the water. Can you say amen? He don't want his people
afraid of deep waters called rivers. Can you say amen? Amen. Because God say you're a soldier. I ain't assigned you to the waters. Hallelujah. But when you pass it through the water, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God ain't assigned you to the water. But he told you, go through. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Why are you going through? Because I'm a soldier. Can you say amen? I ain't here to stay. I'm just going through. Tell your neighbor, amen, go through. If God be with you, go through. If God be on your side, go through. Can you say amen? We ain't always got to get out. Because God done fixed it in our life. Sometimes we think the only way is through the exit. Can you say amen? Amen. If I don't get out, then it's going to be trouble. But you don't know the God that I serve. You don't know the God that you serve. He ain't got to bring you out. This ain't where I am. Can you say amen? So whether it's a whole lot of money or a little bit, it makes no difference. Because I'm going to pass by it anyhow. Can you say amen? My mind, my heart is not fixed on right here. Can you say amen? I heard God say, if thou be risen with Christ, on things that are above and not on the things that are in the earth. Why can't love this? Because you're going to need this. Can you say amen? Why can't attack myself to this? Because you are a soldier. Can you say amen? You a stranger and a foreigner. This ain't my home. I'm on my way to glory. Anybody on your friends to glory? Anybody want a sample for this? When you can have that. Can you say amen? Anybody want a sample? Amen. For blessings in trouble. When we can have blessing where there is no trouble. And only peace. Amen. Eternal. I got to keep my mind focused on where I'm going. And where I'm going compels me to give God the praise. Can you say amen? Amen. The world don't understand. Amen. How you can rejoice in trouble. How you can rejoice in tribulation. But see what they don't understand. That I ain't rejoicing about my circumstances. I'm rejoicing about where I'm going. Can you say amen? And I never want my circumstances to blind my mind to where I'm going. I gotta stay focused on my destination. I gotta stay focused that I wanna be among those amen 24 elders. Can you say amen? I wanna be among the seraphim. I wanna be among the angelic. The praise. Anybody want to be there? Anybody? Amen. Him high. Lift it up. Anybody want to look at his frame when it feels a different? Anybody want to see the post? Amen. Of the tabernacle in the heaven. The post going to move with the glory of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I want to be there. Not only I want to be there, but I want to participate. Into Jerusalem, the triumphant entry. Hey. We'll talk about it later in history. Can you say amen? Amen? As they began to cry out, Hosanna in the highest. Amen. The enemy don't never want you to pray. Can you say amen? But it was said that if these would hold their peace, that immediately. To give God the glory and to give him the praise. I'm not going to be but a few more minutes, but I just want you to understand, hallelujah, that we are sojourners. You say amen. And because we are sojourners, we pass through. Can you say amen? God didn't assign us to stand still, but he want us to move on. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you might mark time for a little while, but after a while, God goes say, you can you say amen? We, hallelujah, sometimes get parked outside our goals. Can you say amen? And amen, somebody say, what you waiting on?
Yes.
And we say we're waiting for the trouble. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Okay,
you know how it is. Okay. Amen. We get the storm. It's passing over mentality. Can you say amen? That's all right sometimes. Can you say amen? Sometimes it's all right to wait. Can you say amen? For the clouds to lift and the sun to shine again and the storm to pass over. Can you say
amen?
That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes. Can you say amen? But God don't want you to adopt that attitude. Thank you. you never should have left.
Oh,
I know what David did. And I know how the enemy, I mean David, went into the enemy's camp to recover. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all here, man?
Can
you say thank you, Jesus? Sometimes you want to storm the wall.
I mean,
can you say amen? Sometimes you want to break into
it. Uh-oh.
I say you're a soldier. Can you say amen? If I let the devil take it, can you say amen? You might not need it.
Thank you,
Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. Ain't I the one that provided for you what you had in the first place? Can you say amen? Is the Lord's arm short? Can you say amen? You can't think, you think I can't do what I already done? Can you say, you don't know who I am? Can you say amen? Over loss when you got everything that you need. You think any of them billionaires worry about losing a dollar? And young, even us, we get so we will only bend over to pick up a penny. Can you say amen? It's a penny. Can you say amen? I got a few hundred dollars in my wallet. You think I'm going to bend my back over trying to pick up a penny? Penny ain't nothing. Can you say amen? If I want it, I can get it. But I ain't stressing over it. Can you say amen? Sojourners have a different attitude.
Oh my God.
Tell your neighbor, sojourners have a different attitude. You say, thank you, Jesus. You can't lock no sojourner
into
no one place.
Can
you say, thank you, Jesus? Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Because they understand who they are. They moving up. Can you say,
amen?
Amen. You can pat me on the head and rub me on the back, but I got to serve God. Can you say, so praise God, the sojourners. Amen. Praise God. Press on. Can you say amen? We're going to keep moving till we get to our destination. Can you say
amen?
So then, amen. God say you're sojourners with me.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, I allowed you to be here. Can you say amen? In your neighbor, wherever you are, God allowed you. Can you say
amen?
Amen. If you're still alive, if you're still breathing, wherever you are, God allowed you to be here. Can you say
amen?
Wherever you are, if you're still breathing, you're still supposed to be praying and giving Him the glory. Wherever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who are you?
I'm a soldier.
How can you do it?
Hey.
Amen. Because, amen, of my God.
Hey.
Amen. He told me to move
forward. Amen.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What did He say? We can for a night. Can you say
amen?
But joy will come
in the morning.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, go meet your joy. Go meet your joy. That joy is coming. Can you say amen? Why you wouldn't wait when you know it's coming? Go meet those.
Yes.
Can you say thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
The sojourner, praise God, attitude. Amen. Praise God. Toward the things of the world is to embrace them lightly.
That's what we
do. Say thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We ain't tripping over no car. We ain't tripping over no house. We ain't tripping over no bank. Can you say amen?
Hello,
because we know who our provider is. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Listen, I'm done because I got to stop. But God would not, amen, let Israel decide how long to stay in a particular camp.
He won't.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Because, see, there's some places
where
we are uncomfortable.
I'm telling you.
And we
ready
move
to go. Ready to go.
Can you say amen? And there are other places where we're too comfortable.
Uh-oh.
And we don't want to move on. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there are some places where you are uncomfortable. And you want to move too quick. And there are other places where you're too comfortable.
That's right.
And you don't want to move on time.
That's right.
let you be nothing more than a soldier.
Yes.
When I get ready, Israel, that's where you move.
Yes.
You got to follow me.
Amen.
You can't follow you. You got to follow me.
Amen. Amen.
I show you the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day.
That's what he do.
And as long as I sit on the tower, you sit. Yes. I don't know. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
As long as I sit, you sit. If it be a day, a week, a month, or a year, don't make no difference. You move with me.
That's right.
And you say, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't no need of you thinking, amen, praise God, you got here yesterday. See, that's what happened to the sojourner. The sojourner is open to the move of God.
Yeah.
Can you say
true.
Amen?
Amen.
So, amen, Israel couldn't get in a camp. Tell your neighbor, sojourner. You sojourner, you. You sojourner, you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pray God, you don't take no thought about tomorrow. You sojourner, you. You don't worry about what you gonna eat. What you gonna wear. You sojourner, you. You don't worry about it. Amen. Tomorrow. You just let the evil of the day, amen, take care of itself. Because you know the call on in that time of your trouble that your God is your
deliverer.
Sojourners.
Oh.
And you'll say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
They don't mind riding for a little while.
In the night.
And if they got to walk a little while,
witness.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Can you say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because it ain't about the ride.
It
ain't about the walk. It's about who with you. If you want to ride by yourself without God, because I don't want to ride with you. You want to walk by yourself without God? Go! Because I don't want to walk with you. You say
amen.
So don't look at me because I'm walking. Look beside me. See who I'm walking with. See, won't that change your attitude? Can you say amen? You might say, let me walk with you.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? You might get off what you own.
Yes.
Then let me walk with you. Because I like who you walking with.
Yes.
Sojourners.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? We have gotten away from what God told Israel to be. And he reminded them over and over and over again.
Yes, Lord.
You're a soldier.
Hey. Yes,
you're a soldier.
Yes,
you're a soldier.
Hey. Yes.
Can you say
amen?
He even praise God into the New Testament. We hear the writer of Hebrews telling us about those that were heroes, what we call heroes of
faith.
That they were soldiers.
Hey. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, people that got great faith.
Watch out. Watch out.
Can you say
watch out.
Amen. Praise God. They walking with God on a daily
basis.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
They're sojourners. Can you say
amen?
They ain't basing on what's going around.
Hallelujah.
Why are they not? Because they can walk through the river. They can walk through the river.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me? They can pass through water. They can pass through the river. They can pass through the fire.
Yes.
Amen. And as they walk through the fire, they ain't even got to worry about the fire consuming
amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And their testimony was, as the writer said, that they were looking for a city. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So then their focus was not on where they were, but where they were going. Tell your neighbor, hey, don't focus on where you're
going. No.
Focus on
where you go.
Tell them again, don't focus on where you are.
Yeah.
Focus on where you are.
I already told you before, you don't let
your circumstances
yes.
dictate who
that's
you
right.
are.
That's right.
Can you say
amen?
So you don't focus on where you are.
Yes, God.
Focus on where you're going.
Yes, yes.
If you focus on where you are, you can get discouraged. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because sometimes where you are don't look good. If you focus on
that,
you can get discouraged. Can you say thank you,
Jesus? Thank you, Jesus.
And don't think it just worked one way.
No.
You focus on where you are.
Yes.
Sometimes it looks so good.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's pride. And you get lifted up in that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And God got his hand up against them. Can you say amen?
Yes, he do.
He resists the pride.
He do. Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus. And the thing about amen, God is he looked for pride. Because he like to pull
right.
It
down. He like the right guy.
Yes.
We'll do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say amen? Your hand stuck up. Look out. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Try it if you want.
I've got to save it for another time. I got to go. Amen. Because I got some more. But nevertheless, amen. Praise God. Understand who we are.
Amen.
And God is calling us sojourners.
Amen.
So stay focused.
Hallelujah.
On where you're going.
Yes.
Don't get too discouraged. Don't allow where you are to discourage you.
Amen.
And don't allow where you are to lift you up in pride.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Don't ever get in a place where you're too comfortable.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you don't want to move.
Hallelujah.
And you say thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you might not move on time.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever get in a place where you are so uncomfortable that you're ready to run and get out. Because you might move too fast.
That's right.
Can you say amen? Just remember, God has placed us as the people of God as so
journey.
Beautiful.